all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
So I'm sitting around the other day, and I'm just hanging out, and someone is just talking like there's no tomorrow, Michelle. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, excuse me, I'm waving at them going, stop, you've lost connection. I don't even know what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just going right.
It's
and
awful.
They just keep going. So did that awful. Happen to you? Didn't you tell me you were hanging out with somebody? What?
Well, I actually was on the phone the other day with a guy who I was thinking about hiring for a specific job, and finally my attorney said, would you please stop talking to him? Because he wouldn't stop.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, have you ever had someone where you're just talking to them and they just won't shut up, but you've got to listen to them? You just put the phone down, clean the room, come back. They don't even know.
Oh, 96 minutes later, they have no idea that you're not listening.
Well, so here's the deal. So both of us are reading the Harvard Business Review, and we came across this fabulous article. It was called How to Know If You Talk Too Much. Immediately, we were on it like a magnet, right? And so we have the author of that article, whose name is Dr. Mark Goulston. He's a co-founder of Heartfelt Leadership and is dedicated to identifying, celebrating, paying tribute to, developing, empowering, emboldening, and impassioning heartfelt leaders to heal the world and change it. Dr. Goulston. All right. He is also the author of Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. Dr. Goulston, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, I'm glad to be on here, but I better shut up because I'm going to wear out my welcome in about, according to my article, I got 20 seconds unless you say, no, you can pontificate for 40,
no.
But then shut
okay.
up.
I was going to tell Pam to cut her intro short.
Hey, man.
Yeah, she was going on and on, let me tell you.
On and
oh, my
on.
God. Now, wait a minute now. I was, like, doing this for you, Mark. Come on. I'm, like, puffing you up here a little bit and just kind of hanging out. So, listen, Mark, tell us all about what this whole issue is of, you know, people who go blah, blah forever. And what are the three stages that you spoke about in the article and in your book, about how someone, you know, what's this listening rule?
Well, here's why people talk so much, especially a lot of guys who can be introverted like me. I went on a walk with some people, and when I came back, I said, boy, walking back took no time, and walking out took forever. And they said, well, you didn't shut up on the way back.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
These are good friends. I don't talk to them anymore. But
they were
You're
good
toxic.
Friends.
I know,
no,
man.
No, but here's what it is, and I'll tell you, it's especially true for us. I'm a role-specific extrovert. That means I'm introverted, but I got to puff it up to be on shows like this so I don't sound like I'm just staring at the onion dip. But what happens is when you start talking, especially if you're not used to talking, the first 20 seconds, you're sort of relevant. You know, you're making sense, and it's sort of an exchange. And what I talked about in the Harvard Business Review thing was the traffic light rule that a friend of mine shared with me. And he said, you know, unless you're invited to pontificate, you're a guest on one of these shows where you could probably go for longer than a minute, you get 20 seconds, and the light turns from green to yellow. And at that point, it goes... You get another 20 seconds, and it goes from yellow to red, and you've essentially worn out your welcome. And the reason we do this, and I want to check with you guys if you can see, oh, that makes sense, is that when we start talking, the first 20 seconds is about relaying information. Then the next 20 seconds is we're getting stuff off our chest, we're feeling great, this is like a high colonic, I mean, you know, and then what happens, at least to me, because I have to be this expert on listening and communication. I'm supposed to teach it around the world. What happens is you suddenly realize, oh, I'm talking too much. How do I get out of this paragraph? And what we do is we try to hook them back in by talking even more. And by that time, the cow has left the barn. And
got That makes sense.
Does that make sense? And
it does.
What you're saying is, oh, I've done that. But
That's exactly what I'm saying. I can totally relate to that.
It's the traffic light rule is a good one to be mindful of, and my friend Marty Nemko, a great career advice NPR host, says, take out a stopwatch, because those 20 seconds and 40 seconds go by in your mind in about 3 seconds. And I think the more that you're aware of it, the more people will stay engaged with you, and the less you'll turn them off, and you'll get invited back. You know, they won't change the locks or move out of town to keep you away.
Change the locks, change your address, change your phone number. Okay, so Mark, let's talk about, do women tend to do this more than men?
Well, let me put it this way, and you can cram it down my throat. You ladies get away with it more.
Oh,
I knew I'd get you.
Oh, I love it. How?
You are
why?
So off this program. You're off this program. So tell us what you mean by that. Mark, come on. Tell us. What do you mean by that?
Well, what happens is, here's another sexist thing, and you can jam this down my throat. I think very often there are two kinds of people. There are some people who process the world by think, do, and maybe feel. A lot of those are these analytic engineer types. Think, do, you can hardly get them to feel. And then the more creative, emotional type, and very often female, what they do is they feel, do, and occasionally you get them to think. And there's nothing wrong with that, and we need each other. The reason being is we guys need the sixth sense of women. We need you to know what that sound in the other room means in terms of our infant and whether they're struggling, whereas us guys, we have to go in the other room and shadow them. We just don't get it. So we really need each other, and those kinds of things. The key is to become more tolerant and understanding of each other. I'm about to give the father of the bride speech in my backyard to my daughter who's getting married in 2 days.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, that's exciting. It is exciting.
See, that only took us 8 seconds to say, so we're still swinging with you right here by
there
the rule.
Go. And you're supposed to say something quirky or funny, and I'm debating whether to say this or not. So I'll say it on your show, but I might not say it at the wedding. Because someone once told me, they said, more marriages and relationships would last if men could only realize and accept and celebrate that all women are crazy.
Huh?
And they would last, I'm an equal gender offender.
Oh, gosh.
And they would last if only women would just understand, accept, and in some way celebrate the fact that all men are babies. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And again, we all got to get along, but it's amazing how immature men can act, and it's amazing how emotional women can get, and we're all in this together. And to be honest, we need those kinds of energy from each other. Otherwise, we're kind of half people.
Oh, boy. So, you know something? Words of wisdom and wit.
Wisdom.
That's what we're hearing from wisdom and wit. And I just can't thank you enough. Michelle and I are just loving this. Really helping us understand the rules of listening and not talking so much and really being more strategic with all this. We're talking to Dr. Mark Goldston, who is the author of Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. Dr. Goldston, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You can go to drgolstongroup.com, G-O-U-L-S-T-O-N, group.com to learn more. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.